That's enough gray. And all right, this is the You Stole It, I'll Give It Back podcast. This is Fifi. I am here in the car with...
This is Nick. Is your throat doing all right? You were swallowing profusely before. Chinese food?
No.
I had some bad Thai.
I probably had too much dairy. I had pizza yesterday. Too much dairy. Floods the system. All that fermented cow mucus.
It'll do it. Every time.
So bad you had a bad Thai experience?
I had a bad Thai experience. I've been swallowing a lot, like, ever since, I don't know, about 6:30.
Okay, that's like a whole 90 minutes. What a fucking ordeal that must be.
Yeah, no, it's been horrible.
Yeah, you're still here recording a podcast.
No. I have my priority set.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yes.
All right, so we are here to talk about not Thai food or bad Thai food or fermented cow mucus. We are here to talk about the Conway the Machine show we went to at Webster Hall.
Yes, with featuring Stove God Cooks as a featured artist.
We saw Stove God Cooks again.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
Stove God Cooks... Much better this time.
Much, much better. But we'll get into all of that.
Okay.
All of that very soon. But just so that you know, this was the Love Will Get You Killed tour. This was history in the making. This is September 22nd, 2021, Webster Hall. So what were you anticipating? You saw Stove God before? You've seen Conway before?
Yeah, I mean, I was just hoping that the sound would be better. Compared to what I've seen at Sony Hall. I think all the other shows we've seen have been at Sony Hall. We haven't seen any of these people anywhere else.
No, that's true. That's true. So, Sony Hall is their favorite spot for some reason. But Webster Hall, let's talk about the sound then.
The sound was much better. The sound was much better.
I could hear all the highs, all the mediums, all the lows.
All the levels.
Everything was clear.
All the levels were clear. They interacted, but they were all isolated. They all worked. It really made a big difference. I never felt, the sound was never monotonous to me. I never felt like at the Sony Hall shows, there would always be those moments where I'd be like, this is pretty grating right now. Like... But, you know, stick with it. You're at a show. It's fun. But I never had to, like, coach myself through any of those kinds of moments.
Were you like, pretty excited to go to the show? Because it's Webster Hall. I know you had, like, more positive experiences there than
I was kind of in my head while we were at the show. I mean, I feel like I've seen, like, at least 8 or 9 shows at Webster Hall.
Yeah.
And
you've been to a decent amount.
They made it nice. They renovated it.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like nice now, which I wasn't super happy about, but you know, it is what it is. But
there
used to be like this staircase you had to go up that looked like it was like from fucking 50 years old.
Right, that's right. That's true. They got rid of that.
Yeah.
But it's still Webster Hall.
Yeah. I mean, it's still a good sized room where it's like big.
It's a very good sized room.
It's, you know, it's kind of big, but it's like small enough that, you know, you could be standing in the back. You're not like super far from the stage.
What do you think? It fits about 1,000, something like that?
Yeah. I feel like it's like 1,000, maybe 1,500.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. But so great sound. When we walked in, we came into. Not a DJing, but a rapper.
Yes.
One who I didn't know. And I kind of liked that. Like, we walked in on Action.
Yeah, it was popping right when we walked in. It was, you know. I didn't know the first few people until Stove Got Cooks came out.
Yeah, there was a few others. I don't remember any of their names.
There was a guy that came out, had his shirt on for one song, then took off his shirt. Well, if you're going to take off your shirt after one song, you might as well just come out without the shirt on.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
It's no point.
No,
he did have quite the six-pack.
Well, his body temperature just heated up very fast.
Yeah. He was, you know, wasn't the best MC, but, you know, maybe the most in shape MC.
Yeah, I feel like that could take him far these days.
You know? I wish I could quote the MF Doom Chippendales rhyme right now, but I can't remember it. I can't remember it.
We'll post it.
We'll post that. That's the one where that Mos Def talks about that.
So, we saw a number of rappers. Not too much DJing, though, right?
No, yeah. At no point did they, like, key up on the DJ. I feel like at the Sony Hall shows, they've, like, had elements where it's, like, they've, like, maybe done the obligatory, like, hey, he's going to do, like, a scratch thing. This was not that. Yeah. This was just like drop a beat, drop another beat.
Yeah.
Which totally worked.
They had that one guy who was basically like the master of ceremonies guy who was like.
Yeah, until, but he.
Would be played and he would kind of try to get the crowd into it and sing along with it.
Yeah.
But he was fine. Listen, I didn't have
a
problem with
him. He was okay.
It's better than just a long DJ set that you're just like, all right, when's this going to end? I want to see
there were a couple of times, though, when he was like, oh, this is like a New York classic. And I'm like, okay, well, I've lived around in and around New York my whole life. I've never heard of this song, so I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Who are these people you're talking about?
Yeah.
I thought he was all right, you know?
I like the MC, though, at the last Sony Hall show.
Yeah. Oh, the guy with the glasses, right?
Yeah.
He wasn't bad.
Yeah, he was. He had more potential than me.
Yeah, he was. He was with Up North Trips. I think that's who put together that Rock Marciano show at Sony Hall.
Oh, okay.
All right. They got right into it. They rapped and forget about, you know, the one rapper to the next. No DJing. So Stove God, he came out. What were you thinking? And like almost immediately, like two songs into it.
He seemed like, yeah, he definitely had more command of the stage. He commanded more of my attention that the hype man did not command. I never thought that his hype man was the star of the show this time. It was like, no, Stove God, he had it on lock.
We witnessed his first performance at Sony Hall. That was his very first performance. I don't know if he's never performed before, but they said it was his first time. At least since he changed his name to Stove God Cooks, because he was Aaron Cooks before.
Yeah.
So he changed his name. It's his first time performing that album, Reasonable Drought, which came out in 2020 of March. And so from then to now, what was the difference that you saw?
I mean, I think like confidence. He was like sort of louder on the mic.
Mm-hmm.
I think he probably benefited from the sound being better, he definitely just had more bounce to him, and he definitely I feel like in the last show he was sort of like fade out at the end of verses and sort of stuff, and this was he was just on it the whole time. He was bringing it.
So the thing that I noticed was that, like you said, he was finishing everything. You know, hooks, he sang them all. He did all his verses. He was center stage also. He wasn't like off to the side letting his hype man kind of, you know, be in the spotlight. Like he looked like he wanted the spotlight.
Like his hype man was like in the middle of the stage a lot more the last time. Yeah, the Sony Hall show. Yeah, he was in the middle this whole time.
Yes. I think he's benefited, Stove God Cooks has benefited from being on this tour also. Like, this isn't his first show. He did a few others in the South, and he also I think had an appearance at Action Bronson show in the Coney Island Amphitheater.
Yes, we exchanged text messages about regret.
Were living in regret. Very unfortunate, but I thought it was a great show. But I think this one was the show. We'll keep talking about it. You know what? Let's just get into Conway. What'd you think of Conway as an MC? Because I feel like he showed prowess. He showed lyrical prowess on this show.
Yeah, he really came out. He had, you know, a dope outfit. It was a cool outfit. It was kind of minimalist.
Button down, yeah. With the shirt open. Very ODB-ish with the hair.
Yeah. Like, you know, some change. Wasn't a crazy amount of change. But
he's noticeable.
Like, yeah, but it was just like, okay, this guy really is like this guy, you know, definitely the headliner.
And, so when he came out, you noticed him. Like, you noticed, like, oh, this guy is a star.
Yeah, he definitely had that thing, yeah. And he I feel like he did, like, at least 3 songs, like, on his own, and it was, like, really good.
Yeah. Rate his skills. Like, you've seen him perform a lot of songs now. After this show, rate his skills.
What, like, 1 to 10?
No, you know, like high level, very high level, mediocre.
I mean, yeah, he's definitely way above mediocre.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
High
level? Let's talk about.
For me, he's a very good MC.
Okay,
and if someone else wants to tell me that they think he's great, I'll be like, I'm cool with that.
So okay, Black Thought maybe as the bar.
Yeah.
And a little below that would who might be a little below, like MF
Well,
Doom?
it's also different because he's sort of this. I'm grading him by this sort of new thing where it's like it's more like this talking sort of verses,
like very thing. Long verses. You mean?
Yeah, and it's sort of more, you know, he's sort of the star of the song. And the beat is never the star of any of his songs. As opposed to, I feel like somebody like Black Thought or an MF Doom, they're sort of like letting the beat be the star of the song, which I prefer. But I've sort of like acclimated to this new thing where it's like, these guys don't do it that way. They just don't.
About bars.
Yeah, I may want them to do it that way. They don't give a shit what I want.
No, no,
they're
no.
going to do it. This is how they do it. So by that criteria, he's very good, borderline great to me.
Okay.
But I'm never going to be as fully in on it as I am, you know, a Black Thought or a Yasiin Bey or an MF Doom.
Well, I'll put it like this. I much prefer seeing him live than like listening. Like some people I really like listening to their albums. Sometimes I feel like it could be monotonous listening to some of their albums, like Conway or, you know, any one of these kind of current rappers.
Yeah.
But, does she have a Trader Joe's back there?
Yeah, I mean, aren't they Hasidic? Are they allowed to go to Trader Joe's?
I mean, if there's a...
What are the rules?
I don't know the rules, but what do they have to eat?
Trader Joe's kosher?
Yeah, kosher. Maybe they have a kosher section. I don't know.
Yeah, probably some percentage is kosher.
Yeah. All right. They made me lose my thought. I wasn't going anywhere.
Well, Conway, I mean, it's you know, it's also like you're if you hear somebody like Conway on record, it's, you know, it's a record. It's sort of dead by definition,
right.
As opposed to if you're seeing him live, it's like it's
But he
got
comes
that
alive.
Pulse.
He really does come alive like on stage. He's made for the stage. Like he's
Yeah.
He really I feel like he wants to be known as like a really great MC.
Yeah.
And I respect that. You know, like I don't want it just to be like no, he wants like he's into lyrics.
Yeah.
He's very into lyrics and that to me that showed in this show because he got some very lyrical features in this show. I thought it was incredible the amount of people that he brought on stage with him.
Yeah, I mean, at a certain point, I really liked a lot of the guests. I could have done with a few less because when Conway came out, like the first 3 songs, it was like just him. It was really good. And then, you know, I mean, it's cool when people come out, but it's sort of like, it sort of like dilutes the sort of singular drive.
Yeah.
of like,
you I mean, know, he even said it. He said, you know, I could. All right. You know what? Before we get into that, let's just talk about who was there.
It's a long list.
It's a long list, but we can do it. I feel like the first guys who came out who were known was Beanie Siegel and Freeway.
Yes. I didn't recognize Beanie Siegel. I recognized Freeway.
Okay. Well, so they did one. I don't remember the name of the song. It's
probably I can't name
it. It's one of their most popular ones, though.
Yeah.
And it's both of them, and they kind of go back and forth in a very good, like, kind of old school, two-way kind of,
yeah,
kind of like, you know, like tag team,
yeah,
kind of thing. And they had, like, movements, like old school, like R&B group movements, like, yeah, there they go, but in a rap way, like not corny, yeah, or anything, which I thought was cool.
And there was like a level of sarcasm to it, like
what do you mean?
I'm just like, they knew it was kind of funny that they were doing that, yeah, at the show, which was cool. It made it like, yeah.
So okay, there was also a very good feature by Papoose.
Yes.
He came out and did basically one song, or maybe one very long verse.
I was
hoping
if I ever saw Papoose, he would wear a Triple Fat Goose. But Papoose was not wearing a Triple Fat Goose. No. But he was still very good despite that.
Yeah. And I like that he kind of started off with the saying of this show, and I felt like a lot of other rappers kind of picked up on it, was instead of, you know, the demands of throw your hands in the air, wave them, you know, like all these, you know, demands to or what the crowd needs to do. He asked a question. He said, can I kick it? And that's like old school Tribe Called Quest stuff. Like,
yeah,
I was a big fan of that. It's like, yes, 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 sir, yes, you can.
Yeah.
I believe you can.
It's a great question.
It's a terrific question.
It's a great question.
Can I kick it?
Yes.
Yeah, of course you can.
Like, yes.
If I say it really loudly, will you kick it even harder?
Yeah. But, you know, I respect that you asked. Yeah.
There was still demands.
Yeah.
I feel like there was still demands in the show.
There was less, though.
It was a lot less.
Yeah, it was a lot less. Yeah.
It was a lot of can I kick it? So, okay, back to the features. It was them, then they had a this female rapper who was, I thought she was terrific. They let her go for a long time.
Yeah.
Lovely the Genius, is that what you think her name was?
I wish I should have looked this up, because I looked her up and I couldn't find it, so now I'm like, was it Lovely Genius?
Yeah.
We'll figure it out and I'll try and tweet it. I'm sorry, Lovely Genius, if that is your name. But she was very good.
She was very good. Yeah. AZ came out and did Life's a Bitch.
Yes, there was a moment where it was like, it's not.
I know. I think I asked you. Yeah. You're like, oh.
I was like, I don't know. That would be.
I knew it was a big ask, but it was like, it begged the question.
You see him doing that.
Lloyd Banks came out, and then the beat came on for Conway's song called Lemon. And I was very excited because
me before the beat came on that you think Method Man's gonna come out.
I said I'm wishfully hoping that like they do the song and Method Man comes out. I didn't think it might happen.
Hear all that. I just heard I think Method Man's gonna come out.
It was very loud.
I was like, okay, cool.
Well, when the beat came on, I said Method Man might come out, and then like I had crazy anticipation and nervousness. Because, like, all the people in the back started, like, shuffling around. And I was like, I think everyone in the fucking crowd is thinking the same thing I am right now. Like, everyone was looking to see, like, you know, the first glimpse of him. And then Method Man came out, did his verse. It was incredible.
Yep.
He had the mask hanging below his chin.
Yeah.
The only one who was worried about COVID on the stage.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
And then
explain. If Method Man had everyone make as much noise as they possibly can in the arena,
and it's funny, like all the years of knowing Method Man, it was like so instinctual of like, if Method Man is telling me to do it, I will do it. Like, it was just like there was no cynicism or hesitation. No. It like really tapped into like that teenager, like, you know, high school of like, Method Man's telling me to do something. Like, I'm doing it. Like, and then the beat for the Rock Wilder, well, that was
Rottweiler.
Came on and it was like, fucking Redman's coming out.
And I couldn't believe it. I turned to you. Yeah. And I was like, is Redman coming? And you were just like, yes.
It's like, yeah, this is happening.
I was like, well, Stefan thinks so. I believe it's going to happen. And he came out.
Yeah, they were great.
Couldn't hear his verse because everybody was yelling.
Yeah, yeah. I could kind of hear it, but they were great.
Well, they quieted down at some point.
But yeah, but no, people were going crazy.
People went wild.
Yeah, it's like
that was as loud as Webster Hall could possibly be.
I mean, that's like straight hip hop to the vein. Like, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean
it's like Method Man and Red Man. It's, you know, come on.
It was an impassioned performance by everyone. And like just the way that they set up the whole show, it was like, it was very hip hop. It was definitely the most lyrical show I've ever been to. Like, all these guys with, like, AZ, Method Man, Redman, Conway. Oh, yeah. All of Griselda came out at the end.
Yeah,
which
was
really cool.
Yeah, that was great.
Did, like, Dr. Birds.
Bane the Butcher, who,
they let him know about
I was listening to one of his songs on the way here, and he had a line about, like, I don't know, we're so hard. Something about, like, when we go to weddings, we got to have bulletproof vests under our tuxedos.
That's pretty funny.
But, it was a total Griselda thing. What was the other word they kept saying? It was, like, Griselda, but they were saying that, like, this is hoopla or something, or there was some other word.
What's the context?
It was, like, a record label or something. I can't remember.
La Machina? Is that what it was?
No, it was something else. Well, they also had this one visual sometimes where it would just be like all the albums.
That was going on the whole show.
Yeah.
That was possibly one of the most simple and awesome ideas I've ever seen for visuals. Yeah.
I was really proud of myself because I was like,
I knew a lot of them, right?
I've had that CD. I've had that CD. I can't get the records because, you know, Griselda.
Yeah, they're always
really
sold
hard.
Out.
Oh, shit, we never did the Last Poets. We'll do it towards the end.
Yeah. I think it's done.
No, it's not.
I feel like some of the show was the way it was because, I don't know if you've been paying attention to the verses. You like the Lox versus Dipset. And
I tried watching.
Fat Joe and Ja Rule.
I watched like half of the Raekwon Ghostface. I don't know, it's like 3 hours.
No, but just recently it was the Lox versus
Dipset. I know the Lox was a big
and
deal one.
Ja Rule right after that and Fat Joe. And it was like a lot of like good competitiveness. Like the competitive nature of hip hop kind of like came out, and I think it kind of like lit a certain fire under Conway, because maybe he was planning on just like not that many features. I want to you know, just give people me. But, like, it was his choice to bring out all these kind of, you know, these heroes of rap.
Yeah.
You know?
I think there's a certain element of, like, I mean, if you can get Method Man, you got to get him. And it's, I don't know, it was too many features to me. But, I mean, it was still a really good show.
I thought it was a terrific show. And listen, Griselda deserves a lot of credit. They, I feel like they're really trying to get Stove God Cooks going and like being like one of the biggest names.
But is he in Griselda or he's part of Rock Marciano?
I'm not sure. Like I said, all I knew at one point was that, I mean, he was produced. Reasonable Drought was produced by Rock Marciano. So I'm not sure if he's under some, like, umbrella. I really don't know.
I remember Rock Marciano saying at the show.
Yeah, everyone has to, like, kiss my ring or something.
He's got to get a piece.
Very Sopranos-ish.
Yeah.
West Side Gun on his last two albums, he's had, like, so many features for Stove God Cooks.
Yeah.
Conway is bringing him along on this tour, and I feel like he's doing a lot for his, you know, confidence performing live and everything. Yeah. And I mean, listen.
West Side Guns is opening for Erykah Badu at Radio City.
Is that tonight or tomorrow?
No. I mean, if we're not going, I'm not paying attention, but. I mean, I thought about it, but I don't really.
It's either today or tomorrow, but yeah.
I don't really like seeing shows at Radio City Music.
No, I don't either.
Unless it's like a. I mean, we've seen Chappelle. It's a comedian.
That's different.
And you're gonna sit, but I don't want to be tied to a seat at a show.
No, I like being amongst everyone.
Yeah.
At a show.
Yeah, you want to be part of, like, the organism. You could feel the vibe of, like, how much everyone likes it and how much
Although there's a part of me that really wants to see West Side Gun at Radio City.
Yeah, it just as, like, a curiosity
How's the crowd really going to feel about it?
But, I mean, I'm sure they're fine with it. There's just something about with the seats. It just sort of disconnects energy.
Yeah.
It just
I agree.
It just... I mean, I hope he does well, though. But, yeah, it's cool that, you know...
Oh, he's going to do great.
West Side Gun is going to be a race in Music Hall. It's just a funny thought.
Yeah, yeah. I love it, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the things that's... I feel like all these old rappers are into Griselda. Like, I constantly hear them, like, giving them props and everything. And I think a big reason is because there's no balance these days. They're, like, the only ones who aren't doing, like, trap music or whatever.
Yeah.
They're, like, really just trying to stick with roots, the roots of where rap came from.
Yeah.
And everything, like, hard beats, rhymes. That's it. You know, like, there's no funny business.
Yeah, I've always thought Griselda, there's, like, a minimalism to it. It's, like, the beats are very simple.
We're rhyming,
like, that's it.
It's, the beats aren't going to change.
Everything that's sort of generated is, you know, coming from the MC. It's, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, it's, you know, I think it could be less of an uphill battle for them if they went bigger with the beats. But, hey, that's not their thing. But I also think that, like, the beats sounded, because you really only listen to Griselda at these shows. And the beats seemed a lot better at this show because the sound was a lot better than if it was ever at Sony Hall.
Yeah, that made, like, more than half the difference to me.
Yeah.
The fact that the beats were just, like, bumping. And we weren't, like, all the way up close. We were about midway there, and everything sounded, like, amazing.
And you pointed out the guy that makes most of the beats was there at one point.
Yeah, Derringer. He's there. He was there, like,
that was
Conway's.
Not what I thought he was gonna look like.
But he's Conway's, like, in-house producer, basically. Like, when he was trying to make his first few albums or whatever, like, it was just like he would just go to his house and, like, they would just record stuff.
Yeah. And, so Derringer's from Buffalo too?
Derringer's from Buffalo.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, it was really a Buffalo show. It was an upstate show because Stove God Cooks is from Syracuse.
Was he on the stage for a long time? Because I feel like you pointed him out to me, and I was like, oh, wow, okay, that's him. And I, like, looked at something else, and I came back, and he was gone.
Well, I don't know, because a lot of people just kept on shifting.
Yeah.
Like
That was another thing that was better at the show was that you couldn't super clearly see the people on stage. If they were, like, if they were absolutely at the front of the stage, you could see them.
Oh!
But, like, one layer or two layers back, they were just sort of like a shadow. You just sort of
speaking
sort
of that,
a silhouette.
So, at our last show, Sony Hall, one of the features was Rome Streets. He did that song with that female China Streets, and it was one song, and it was really good, right?
Yes.
I saw him up on stage at one point.
Yeah, they kept shouting. Conway kept shouting him out. Yeah, he said his name a few times.
Oh, okay. Well, he was on stage, and at one point, I feel like I saw Rome Streets talking to someone else, like, you know, like trying to, like, convince him, and I think he was trying to, like, get on and, like, perform.
Yeah.
And then I think he realized he wasn't going to get, and he was just like, he had the, aw, man, kind of face. I felt bad for him because it would have been a nice, you know, opportunity, but it was AZ, Method Man, Redman, like, he kind of missed his chance. Like, his chance would have been when Lovely Genius went on around that, that midway point, you know?
I mean, it was a lot of features. It was a lot of features. I feel like more, he probably should have maybe have gotten like a two or three long slot before Conway even came on. That was probably more where he could have been.
Right. Overall, terrific show.
Very good show. Way, way better than shows at Sony Hall.
One of my favorite shows ever, I think. Period.
Really?
Yeah, because I feel like it's one of my favorite rap shows I've been to.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was
and very it was good. Like kind of the best of like the current, and it was a lot of like giving props to guys who were still like really good, like performing. AZ, Siegel, Freeway, Method Man, Redman, like everyone still has it.
Yeah, they did a good job of sort of like, it was sort of all hip hop. It was, they brought it back, but is that a skateboard?
Yeah, you see that a lot over here.
All right, that's pretty cool. And then, but it was like a good integration of old and new. It felt like all sort of like, it was like all in the same stew. And it was like, yeah, we're here for all of this.
Yep.
It was good shit.
It was good shit.
Yeah.
We went to other shows, but not together.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. You saw Parquet Courts.
I saw Parquet Courts.
Where'd you see them?
White Eagle Hall.
Okay.
Jersey City.
Okay.
And it's the first time I've been to White Eagle Hall. It was a very good show.
How's the venue?
It's like a small, like kind of like
Brick and Steel.
Yeah, smaller than Brooklyn Steel, but yeah, kind of like that. Like maybe
Bowery
like
Ballroom.
Yeah, like maybe like half the size of Webster Hall, but that sort of same vibe.
Okay.
And the opening bands were really good. It was like the first show back for all of them. They mentioned that a lot, which was cool. And it wasn't as good as I saw the Parquet Courts at Levon Hall in Woodstock. That wasn't as good. That was better, but this was still really good.
Okay.
I mean, I think they weren't as tight because, they haven't been really probably performing live as much, but it was still really good. And the opening bands were really good. P.E. and...
Not Public Enemy.
No, they're just P.E. And then I think the other band's name was Public Practice. I put it on our feed.
Okay. But, all right.
And, it was a really good show.
Okay.
And you went to see...
I saw Black Pumas.
Yeah, Black Pumas, which I had. I should probably remember because I bought a ticket.
You did buy a ticket.
I really had to eat it on that one, and then I forgot when the show was. And
I should have reminded you, in all fairness.
Yes, you should have.
Nah, because I thought about it like the week before. I was like, nah, Stefan's memory is better than mine. He knows.
Well, it's just, I just sort of got that ticket because, like, oh, we're going to go to the show. Do you want to go? I was like, okay, sure, I'll go to the show. But I wasn't, like, hyped
right.
to see.
Well, you were in the same boat as me. Like, we've never really known of them. Like, I only found out because a friend of mine wanted to go, and he said, oh, I got you a ticket, by the way.
Oh, all right.
So I didn't know anything really about them, which I like. I like going in there knowing nothing.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
So what do you, and you really liked it, right?
Yeah, so Black Pumas is very complete band. I mean, all these guys have amazing skills. Like the lead singer he sounds like Gnarls Barkley or something. Like just this great voice, great bass player, great lead guitarist. They have like these two women who are like doing like old school R&B moves on the side. I know I said that about Beanie and Freeway already, but like this, they had for real moves like these guys.
Yeah.
And they're like sarcastic. These backup singers. No. They were serious with their moves. I think they're from, all these guys are from Houston, and they had a keyboardist also. And it's like, it's rock, but it was like, kind of like, Budos Band. It kind of reminds me of that. Kind of reminds me of like El Michelle's Affair, but with like Gnarls Barkley singing.
Yeah.
And like,
he was almost like a soul singer, the lead singer, right?
Yeah. No, it's kind of gospel-y, I'll be honest. Like, there's a gospel vibe to it, but in the best way possible, not in a bad way.
Yeah.
And it was just nonstop. Like, he didn't take any breaks. And they had this really good opener, actually. This guy who just was, like, performing his reggae beats. He had something man. What was his? Something man. I don't remember. He's like, let's say his name was Rasta Man or whatever. Yeah. So he wouldn't sing, but he would, like, say things with, like, a lot of echo in the mic. He'd be like, Rasta Man produces and is the selector. Wow. And he's like surprised at, like, that he does both. Yeah. He's the selector of his songs and he's the producer. And what,
it would, like, echo? He would keep echoing that through the song?
Yeah, well, no, he would, like, say stuff. Like, he wouldn't repeat things, but he, like, say a random thing like that.
So it was almost like a reggae sort of toasting kind of thing?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Like, definitely giving his props to reggae, doing his little dance moves, but he's just, like, you know, turning knobs.
Oh, okay.
He's just turning a bunch of knobs. But, like, I could tell he was doing stuff. Like, he turned something and I'd hear something.
All right. Yeah, that's how it's supposed to work. Yeah, so that's the ideal.
He's a good knob turner.
Yeah.
No, his knob turning was totally effective.
I mean, he should get fired if he was, like, pressing buttons and it didn't make sounds.
Yeah, very good. The whole show was very good, and, you know, like, yeah, it was nice to see a non-rap show, because the last two shows I went to were rap shows, and I like to break that up.
Yes, and I saw, unless you were going to say more about it.
No, I'm done.
I saw the band 13, which is Pharoah Monch's band, with other people whose names I don't remember, but... It was really good. It was sort of like, you know, the band In Living Color?
Yeah.
It was like, I was thinking the show, it's like 70%, they're like 70% In Living Color, 30% Fat Possum. That was my ratio.
Fat Possum, the, like, label.
Yeah, just that record label.
So, like, kind of, like, newish blues. Like,
yeah, like kind of like, yeah, like kind of like,
I like Fat Possum,
like a R.L. Burnside, like not the vocals, but the sound,
the style of production,
like the guitar.
I like that.
Really good. Pharoah Monch, you know, he's a good lead singer.
He can sing. He can actually, like, sing. I mean, I know he sings on his songs sometimes.
Yeah, it's sort of, it's sort of like that, like, you know, sort of like the choruses of Organized Confusion kind of a thing, where it's like. It's kind of MC-ish, but there's also, like, this is a singing element to it. And, like, at first, it was, like, his vocals were a little low, and they were definitely, like, sort of, you know, working out the levels as the show went along. Okay. But by the end of the show, it was like, oh, this is, like, fully, they got this.
Right.
And
would you see him again if they came
absolutely,
out?
Yeah. No, I would be there with bells on.
I totally forgot to say where I saw Black Pumas. It was at Brooklyn Steel.
Yeah.
And I believe it was September 1st or 2nd, whenever.
You really want to do this dates thing.
Yeah, I feel like it's history. This is history. It's important. Because, honestly, no one else is doing concert reviews.
Okay. Yeah, let's not go. That's not trying to, like,
we're the greatest.
If they've made it this far, I mean, it's,
but,
and I did buy you a ticket to 13. I just assumed you would go.
Like,
the tickets are only $13, so it's not a big deal.
I know, but
yeah, you have to wear, you know, you told me you have to, like,
it's a whole thing. So if I go to a concert. Take this deep breath. Yeah, I have to wear a mask at home until I get a negative test result, which would be 4 days later.
You gotta wear a mask for 4 days.
Yeah, minimum I'm wearing it at. So if I'm near people in my house, then I'll put it on. But if I'm, like, you know, 10 feet away, whatever, I'm taking it off. It was too much after a while.
Okay.
Like, I'm at home. Like, I wear it all day at work. Like, I'm not trying to wear it at home where I'm supposed to be comfortable. But anyways, I'm sleeping on a couch.
And you were asking me, like, do you think it was, like, is this good enough for you to go through that? I was like, I can't make that call.
No.
Especially, like, I've never even seen the band, so I really can't make the call.
Yeah, pre-COVID, like, any kind of show that shows up and you're like, Pharoah Monch, sure. Like,
Yeah,
I'd definitely go. I gotta really think that it's worth it these days. Yeah,
but the next time, 13 with Pharoah Monch.
We'll do it.
It will
we'll
be worth it.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I can say it's worth it.
Okay.
So.
All right.
We gotta do Last Poets. I sent it to you.
What?
Last Poets.
What do you mean you sent it to me?
I sent you the video.
No, you didn't.
I did. You sure?
Oh, this is terrible. When did you send it?
I sent it like, oh, this is terrible. All right, I'll just say it. The white man's got a God complex.
White man's got a God complex.
Yes. So, that's
I've
it.
I've got four babies. What does he say? Four baby mamas.
Well, they say it a few times, so it's like different things that come after it.
I see. All right, so there you go. That's the show, right?
All
right,
that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
That was longer than I thought it would be.
Yeah, we went pretty long with the Conway. I mean, it was still good.
It was fine, though.
Yeah, it was good stuff. Did he say fucking eyes?
I think so.
Okay.